Another Kitchener Rangers game has left us with more questions than answers. The Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde act returned. After a convincing 8-3 Kitchener win last Sunday against the Erie Otters, the Windsor Spitfires marched in the AUD Friday, scored in every period, and pumped the Rangers 6-2. "Everyone's feeling it in the room right now," said overager Reid Vallade, who had two assists in the loss. "We just can't seem to string together a few consecutive wins. We had a really good game last weekend. We had some good looks today, but we didn't show up like last game." The Spitfires open the scoring, and that seems to be a major detriment to this Rangers club. They're 2-12 when giving up the opening marker. On the flip side, Kitchener has only lost once in the 8 games they've taken a 1-0 lead. Listen. Owen sound attack play-by-play announcer Fred Wallace remembers the iconic Ray McKelvey, who passed away this week after a battle with cancer. He spoke with our Chris Pope about the legacy McKelvey leaves behind. The Blue Shirts were without Francesco Pinelli, serving the final game of his 3-game suspension, and Philip Massar, who was suffering from an upper body injury. Their absence, and Mitchell Martin still on the shelf until sometime in January, means Kitchener was without its entire top line. "We need everyone driving the whole time. We can't have anybody taking a shift off, taking a breath. You have to make up for that somehow," said Rangers head coach Chris Dennis. "We're fighting our way through, and learning how to understand to do that. When we learn how to do that, and we get some guys back here, we're going to go. We can't use that as an excuse," said Vallade. "We've had guys out before, and we've battled through it. Some guys stepped up and had good games. We had a game plan, and some of the things we didn't do, and it cost us." Saturday's game in Guelph will make the Rangers 1/3 of the way through the season. The Harris Law pregame show begins at 6:30 p.m. with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope.